Greetings and salutations, everybody, and happy Saturday. I am headed home from my morning of shopping, catching that rush of the good deals. My former boss and I have this, we get together twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, and hit this major garage sale, rummage sale, outside of Chicago. I get up like at 6 o'clock, because the sale starts at 8, and it's just madness. I always tell myself I'm going to take pictures, and I always forget when I get in there, because it's just, you know, what you see in TV with women just grabbing. And I had grabbed this little workbench toy with all the little plastic, and I can't remember, I think it was like a little Tykes, I'm not sure, and it was $11, and they're usually like, you know, $20, $30. The only thing is this, I noticed after dragging it around for about an hour, it had a crack in one of the shelving units. And so I was like, you know what? Not for $11. I'm not. So I put it back, and, I ended up buying a bunch of trucks and cars and little airplanes, for my grandson. And, I bought a purse and clothes. And I keep thinking, oh, I should buy, you know, my daughter clothes, and I should just kind of, but I, we have different tastes, you know, it kind of sucks, because my daughter really doesn't have the same tastes that I do, and, I don't know, I was told, and I don't know if I shared this, that, where I work, I drive, and I guess I overdress, and I was told I dress loose, like a loose woman, kind of like a hooker. The word hooker and loose were used by a 70-year-old man. I blogged about it, but anyway, and then I went to my favorite resale consignment shop, and I got there early enough where there's not a lot of traffic, because, you know, you're looking for that, you know, good find. And I guess I was trying to find that rush, because, well, that's how I get my emotional kick, I guess. And I spent like $37. But I got, you know, clothes, and then I'll sort through my old clothes, and I'll take those there, and I'll sell those, and that's how that I do that. But most of them, excuse me, strangely enough, I bought some shorts and little t-shirts for my grandson. And they're really good condition for $1. And anybody who's had toddlers know that most of the time, you know, especially boys, they tend to be really rough on their clothes. So for $1, hey, piece of cake. Yeah, because I'm kind of looking forward to having him come over in the summer and hang out with Jima. And we can go to the park. And I'm going to talk to my daughter about that, since we're on the mend as our family relationship. So hopefully I can see my grandson. We haven't come up with a nickname. The man-child always nicknames family members, and he just hasn't come up with one, and he really needs to. So yeah, that's it. Headed home, and this is the first day of my vacation, and I'm off for a week. So, oh, and the other thing too, starting April 1st, I'm going to be participating in the A to Z April Blogging Challenge. And so far, I have most of my topics. Basically, April 1st, topic starts with A. But I do need topics for E, K, I think Q. But anyway, to those of my listeners, if you have any ideas, topics that, you know, you're... Because, you know, sometimes you can think, other people can think more creative. Send me a DM. I would greatly appreciate it. And I'll give you the full credit for that if I blog about your topic. All right, everyone. Have a great day, and we'll talk at you later.